The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Dolan Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome to Friday, almost the weekend. Sam's working late this week, so not with us. But Kareem is here, Diana is here, and I'm Nate. Hello, everybody.
It's Friday.
Yeah, good time Friday.
Except for it means nothing to me. All the fucking days are the same.
Yeah, I have to work tomorrow, too, so.
No, it's whatever. I mean, yay, Friday. I don't want to shit on anyone else's parade just because I'm miserable.
You know what? Today is my Friday. I like to do that. That's what I've started doing now.
Were
I just take whatever day
didn't
it is.
Didn't we do like a rant? Like, no, I'm sorry. By we, I mean you. A rant about how you, okay.
People who are like on Tuesday go, well, today is my Friday. So because today is my Friday. I've decided to reclaim it.
Back in my day, we didn't have Fridays because we were working all the fucking time.
Dude, I grew up on a farm.
I was kidding.
I grew up on a farm. We did work every day.
Exactly.
They were all like one another. So coming up on the show today, a lady used your teeth for something bad. Something
Ooh.
Bad. We're going to look at how porn could save the news industry. And some bad movies that got awards. We'll talk about all those. But first, since it's the weekend, any plans for the weekend?
I am hosting Comedy Burger at Momo's, I think.
You're hosting?
Yeah.
Wait, so Ngaio's not going to be there?
The last time we talked, he wasn't, I don't think he is now because I invited a bunch of people.
Oh, okay. Can I get a ticket?
I can put you on the list.
Okay, put me on the list.
And when is that?
Sunday night.
Sunday night, what time?
7 o'clock.
And Momo's is on J Street in Sac.
28th and J.
Have you had the burgers? I keep trying to go, but I always forget.
The burgers are good.
They are. I want to get a burger. That's why I'm like, can you put me on the list so I can go get a burger?
Well,
$6 burgers.
Yeah, and they looked hella good.
It's not a bad deal at all. So you got that, Diana? What you got going on this weekend?
Sunday, I'm going out. I'm meeting a friend for drinks that I haven't talked. Apparently, that used to bully in back in the day, like elementary school and stuff.
Ooh.
Not really bully, but like we. She found me on Facebook and was just like, you look like you're doing well, like all this shit. And I'm just like, oh, like, thanks.
That's because she knows Facebook, Diana.
Yeah, right. Well, this is before she saw all my shit. And then we were just talking and I had no recollection like who she was.
Right.
And then she like started naming names. I'm like, I think I know who you are. And I talked to a friend and then I asked her about it. She's like, yeah. And I just straight up apologized. I'm like, I was a little shit back then. I don't know what I said to you. I probably did like say some really mean things. And we're talking. And she was like, yeah, we always used to get at it like on the bus and we're just like yelling at each other. And then she was saying, but you used to like, she's like, I remember you being really smart and like just an asshole, but a smart asshole. And the only thing I could say back was that you were Asian. And I kind of remember that one fight that happened where she did say that. Cause if she's like, if it's who I think it is. Yeah. So it's gonna be fun to like reconnect with old people. Being in Sacramento, that's kind of, I was dreading that before when I first moved back. So I'm thinking about just going to some comedy shows and hanging out and drinking because I miss Vegas so much. So I'm just
bring it to Momo's.
Yeah.
Bring it to Momo's.
No, she has kids. She had to go pick up her kids or something like that. So it's like a daytime hangout thing.
Daytime date?
It's not like, but not like a date. Not like a date.
Sure?
Like, I'm pretty sure. I don't like, I feel like when you ask someone out on a date, you like confirm it's a date, right? But, like, we're just friends. Like, I don't date. I usually just have, like, sleep with the person, and then we end up, like, hanging out all the time. And then it's like, oh, we should probably not sleep with other people because that could be increasing STDs. I don't know. That's the only thing that happens. I've never actually gone on a date and then, like, got anything from that because I don't know how people do that. I think it's weird. And also, I have a fear of rejection, so I never ask people out on dates.
Let's go. Oh, let's hang out. It's not a date.
That's
just quickly follow up with
the
that.
One time I asked someone on a date, I was blacked out drunk, and she just denied that it was a date. She's like, I just wanted to like hang out with you. I'm like, you're a bitch.
Okay, did y'all have sex?
Not that night, no. No, this is the hamster girl, because I was drunk and asked her on a date, and then later on in our relationship after we were like breaking up, and she was like, oh, that wasn't a date. I'm like, I'm pretty sure. I was drunk, but I remember, and I know you remember, So after that, I'm like, I'm never asking out anyone.
If she
again.
Had sex with you,
it was a date.
It was a date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't that night.
If at any point in the future you have sex, it was a date.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Is that the rule?
That's
yes.
the rule.
So interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. If you rub genitals together, it was a date.
No, what? We don't actually scissor.
What?
Wait, never mind, huh?
Wow.
Never mind.
How exactly do you do it then? Draw us a photo. Draw us a picture.
I've had so many discussions. I feel like I've been talking more about lesbian sex in the last 2 weeks than I normally do.
It's a great mystery to a lot of people.
Yeah, people have a lot of questions, and I'm like, you really are asking the wrong person. Like, I know what I know, but I don't know if what I know is correct, because I've only slept with a few people.
Fair. It was,
but I'm happy to do research. Not a lot of times either. And apparently I give off the vibe that I am
you know what you need to do? Here's what you need to do. You need to start being the survey girl. When you're at a bar where there are women of the lesbian persuasion that you want to start a conversation with.
Lesbian persuasion.
You are the survey girl. And what you do is you start asking about sex. Go, listen, a lot of people ask me about it, but I'm not really that experienced. So what would you say? Do you do this? Do you do this? And start the conversation and see how pliable they are.
I really don't think that's how you make friends.
You're not looking to make friends. You're looking to get laid.
I also don't want to be known in the gay scene as that survey girl that asks random strangers about sex.
Well, how about that survey girl that gets laid all the time?
Okay, that's different. I don't know, because this one girl I was dating actually got mad at me because she was like, how many people have you slept with? And I was like, one. She's like, how many times? I'm like, where the fuck is this going? And she got mad at me. She was like, you seem like you've slept around more. And I was like, is this a legitimate thing to get mad at someone over?
The proper response from you should have been, thank you. You've noticed that I know what I'm doing.
No. It was because I didn't know what I was doing. She started asking me questions.
Oh.
Is what happened. But when she first met me, when we were dating, she thought I came off as really a player almost. And I'm like, I don't know where this is coming from at all. And she was, because I was really, she was the second person I was hooking up with. So I didn't know what I was doing. In my defense, things have not changed at all.
In my defense, I still have no idea what
I'm
doing.
Still no idea, but I'm willing to learn. I'm a very good student. I'm really good. You can ask all my professors. I'm a very good student. That came out wrong, too.
If my girlfriend wasn't going to listen to this, I would tell you I would offer you the teaching.
Well, I mean, there are books out there.
Yeah. No, I've tried reading them. It's just, I guess, I don't like to get too analytical, and I feel like that's what would happen.
Well, then you just need to.
I just need more practice, I think.
Well, yeah, and luckily
for
you,
the love scene from Purple Rain.
Well, here's
Purple Rain?
Here's where you have the book.
Have you seen Purple Rain?
No, that's what I'm confused.
It's the Prince movie.
Watch Purple Rain. Yeah, watch
were
that.
You gonna say something, Nate, about a book or some shit? Were you gonna give me?
Well,
a book
no, there are books all over the place, but you have the bonus that guys don't have is that you have all the same parts, so you kind of you can kind of practice and go, oh, that's what that feels like when I do this.
It's a that's what I heard a lot is that's what, but you know, so I'm not really, I don't.
She doesn't pleasure herself.
Either. I'm more of a team player.
That explains a lot. That explains a lot.
You're an asshole.
No, it's true.
What do you mean?
If you don't know how to please yourself, you don't know how to please other people.
I just don't find the urge to.
Or worse yet, you don't know how to coach people how to please you. That's the worst. That is the worst.
I think it's because I just don't like. I like sex and I like the idea of it. I just don't like, you know how we were talking about on Wednesday about being a virgin until you fall in love, that kind of deal?
Sure.
That's how maybe it's because I don't love myself. I just don't.
Well, I think you need
okay,
to.
Okay, so this is Diana's homework for next week.
Oh, dear God. I'm not reporting back. I feel like I know where this is going.
You need to go home or wherever and you should. Take yourself for a test spin.
Yeah. Have a little alone time with yourself.
I'm not playing this game.
I think
between now and Monday.
I'm not playing this game.
Dial O on the pink telephone.
I'm not playing this game.
Look, you don't have to report back, but you need to do it.
Yeah.
Watch, I come back and I'm like, Nate's like, oh, so this is do you like the happy you? Because when I walked in today, he was like,
That's actually pretty good. Yeah. That will score you points.
Oh my gosh, this is so like weird and embarrassing. This is so embarrassing. Yeah.
Don't blow on it.
So
don't blow on it.
So embarrassed.
Bad times.
Don't
blow on it. So yeah, all we're gonna need is a check as job done, job undone.
Yeah,
we don't need any details. Don't want details. What you do, you know. If you need to put clothespins on your nipples to get yourself there, that's great.
What?
We don't care.
That? Yeah, people do that.
There was a whole movie.
Didn't you see? Did we talk about 50 Shades of Grey in the last?
There's clothespins though. I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's all sorts of things going on. Not necessarily in that movie, but you really need to spend some quality time with the internet and yourself.
Yes.
You'll find out things. You'll find things.
I just want to fall in love and get married and have a wedding and have children. That's all I want
to
do.
Yeah, but you got to have sex in that process.
Mm-hmm.
I probably should. I think I just shut down because I'm like, it's been so long. Because I have this, I do this thing. It's a defense mechanism. But
she's afraid to ask herself to masturbate because she's afraid of rejection. It's like, should I masturbate tonight? No. Aw.
No, because I don't want things that I can't have.
We're talking about masturbating.
Well, I just don't. I don't like. Then I'm gonna probably want to have sex, and I'm not gonna be able to have it. So I just like don't want
to
do it.
That is the whole purpose of masturbating, is so that you don't have to have.
Right.
Well, you're having sex with yourself.
Yeah, and then you take the edge off, so that you're not all tense when you're talking to other people about maybe having sex.
Exactly.
Have you not seen There's Something About Mary?
Not in a long time, where he has the
hair gel.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
So he has to do it before the date to take the edge
off.
Yeah,
I do remember that.
Yes.
Someone actually told me about that little tip. They're like, make sure you masturbate before your date, and I was like, this is so weird. I don't want to have this conversation with you.
It takes that edge off of. I really hope I can get them into bed, because you've already satisfied yourself, but here's the thing with women: the more desperate you seem, the less likely you are to score. It's like they can smell desperation and they want no part of it.
That's true. I will agree with that. Okay. All right, guys.
All right, time to talk about Bill O'Reilly.
Wow.
There's a segue.
That's where I was thinking.
Bill O'Reilly has come under fire for some alleged lies that he told about when he was a journalist covering the Falkland Island Wars in Buenos Aires. He denied to a media watchdog group, media watchdog Dylan Byers, that he ever claimed to be on the Falkland Islands at all, which is something that he wrote about in a book before redirecting attention to a violent protest he covered in Buenos Aires. He said, I was not in the Falkland Islands, and I never said I was. I was in Buenos Aires. In Buenos Aires, we were in a combat situation after the Argentines surrendered. Further details on the combat situation in Buenos Aires are from O'Reilly's No Spin Zone. Here is the quotes. A major riot ensued, and many were killed. I was right in the middle of it and nearly died of a heart attack when a soldier standing about 10 feet away pointed his automatic weapon directly at my head. Jim Forrest, who was a sound engineer for CBS in Buenos Aires at the time, said, there were certainly no dead people. had there been dead people, they would have sent more camera crews. Here's another quote from the book. One of the cameramen, however, got trampled and all of us got banged up in the panic. Many, including me, were tear gassed. Manny Alvarez, a cameraman, said, nobody remembers this happening. If somebody got hurt, we would have all known. Bill O'Reilly, not a news anchor like Brian Williams, but certainly a someone who embellished his covering of the past.
Oh yeah, well he wasn't an anchor at that point, but he was supposed to be a journalist.
Right at that point in his career, he was a journalist. He didn't really lie about it until after he was in his No Spin Zone or whatever it was on Fox. But so he's catching a lot of flack about that. So he's having a war of words about it. But hey, whatever, Bill O'Reilly, it doesn't really matter. This interested me too. This is from the Mirror, and the question raised, was Jesus a ginger? New evidence emerges ahead of Redhead Awareness Day. So do
dear
you,
God.
Are you praying?
This is an issue. This is a real issue.
Well, I know Kareem is going to say no because he's going to tell me Jesus was black. But if a stained glass window in a church in Sunderland is to believe, then Jesus was a ginger. If true, it means the Lord Jesus Christ may have been the first in a long line of famous gingers, followed by the likes of Viking Eric the Red, singer Mick Hucknall, and footballer Paul Scholes. An image of the ginger Jesus was sent to the Mirror by the Church's Conservation Trust ahead of the National Ginger Awareness Day, which was back on February 22nd. The east window of the Holy Trinity Church in Sunderland is believed to be the only depiction of Jesus Christ with red hair in all of the United Kingdom.
Maybe he was born in Louisiana.
It was designed in Phoenician stained glass in 1857 by one of England's most prolific stained glass artists, William Wales, and made at James Hartley's Glassworks in Sunderland. Only 4% of the world's population have red hair, and most of the world's redheads live in the UK, Ireland, and Australia.
There are black gingers in Louisiana.
In my hometown where I grew up, where there was, I believe, one African-American gentleman, and he married a local white girl, and their daughter, who I think is a year younger than I am, she was a redhead.
Yeah.
Because it was an African-American gentleman married a blonde lady, and they had a redheaded African-American daughter.
Yeah.
And
so I've seen them in Louisiana, so I know that they occur, but yeah.
But this depiction of Jesus, he's not at all African-American. I like how his beard, it's sort of like the opposite of me, where my beard comes in red, but my hair is more brown. Yeah. Him, his hair is red, and his beard is brown.
Yeah, wow.
So.
That's funny. I still don't even understand how this, in this day and age, with us having access to video pictures of people from that region,
right,
that it's still a conversation.
That's why I stopped listening.
All I know is Jesus was probably a bearded swarthy man.
Yeah. What is that song again? Say what you want to say. All this shit. Why the fuck is this a thing?
Because it's funny. Somebody sent it to them for Ginger Awareness Day.
Like there's a new, what was it, another new show on Jesus on NBC, and he's still... Like, really? Come on. Like, everybody knows now. Like, the cat's out of the bag. Except for white people in this country. It's like, you know, it's like, nobody from that region looks like it except for those people that went back in 1948 from Europe. That's it.
But if Jesus is truly God, can't he take any image, really? If he was a virgin birth.
Yeah, but he came out of a brown person.
Yes, but God's white. We all know this. And that's the real father. If his father is white, why can't he be white and a ginger?
Yeah.
If you're gonna buy into the whole story, he could come out looking like whatever because it was...
Basically, people need to commit to their stories. Yeah.
Stick to your story, people.
Come on.
All right. So in Arizona, sometimes bullets fly. A man was shot while hiking in South Phoenix. He was likely hit by a stray bullet from a private gun club. The 35-year-old hiker was treated for life-threatening injuries at South Mountain Park. The hiker was in an unauthorized portion of the park at the time of the shooting. He said the cops say there's a private gun club at the base of the mountain. Police say that nobody they've spoken with recalls seeing any other hikers in the area. It's considered the largest municipal park in the U.S. and is a popular hiking spot. But here's a tip. Don't go hiking behind the gun range.
I can't. People are so... I can't. Oh, God. Oh, dear God.
Those people... Somebody saw him. There was a betting pool going on.
There's something behind that.
Well, I don't think they were trying to hit him. I think they're trying to scare him.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you see that fucker up there?
I bet I can make him jump. I can make him shit his pants.
I got $20 on that. All right, I got 30 on it.
All right, it's time to make a decision. Is it going to be cool or tool?
They act, we decide. Cool or tool.
All right, first up in Cooler Tool, war stories. War stories, Diana.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to just go with Tool.
Kareem?
We all tell him cool.
Yeah, we do. We don't all put them in a book, but we do all tell them. Yeah, they're cool. Up next in Cooler Tool, gingers. Gingers, Kareem?
Yeah, cool.
Diana?
I was just reminiscing.
I'm just going to say cool to save my ass. I'm just going to say cool.
Yeah, gingers are cool. Yeah.
There's nothing else to say. Yes. I mean, they have a lot of pride. Like, I will...
They're the only white people who are allowed to have pride. The only
super
ones.
Super cool. Gingers are super cool.
Only ones. And finally, in Cooler Tool, hiking. Hiking. Diana?
Hiking is... hiking. I like hiking. It's just be smart about it.
Kareem? Kareem?
Hiking is cool.
Hiking is cool, but you do always have to be aware of your surroundings. Be it rattlesnakes, horse poo on the trail, or that gun club down below the trail.
Exactly.
Stay on the marked trail, fool. That's what we gotta do. That's Cooler Tool. Hey, by the way, thank you to everybody who's been doing their Amazon shopping through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. We just had to renew our web hosting for the year. That costs money. And y'all helped out with that, and we do appreciate it. Every time you hit that Shop Amazon tab, you go to Amazon.com, buy stuff you like you normally would. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and they kick back a little bit to us, and it helps us out. Helps us give you free shows every week. Usually new shows, but free shows every week. This is the 283rd episode of this podcast. And you can get every single one of them. You can go back and listen to them all from the beginning if you want to. I would not encourage that because that would take a lot of time.
Started from the bottom, though.
if listen.
I'm not proud of that.
lots of co-hosts. Lots of co-hosts, lots of stories.
Oh, I'm so funny.
I've had a gay guy, and now I've got a lesbian.
This is like affirmative action
Jews.
For podcasts.
This is the first time that I haven't had a Jew as a co-host.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Got an Asian, African-American. I mean, I've had... This is the United Colors of Benetton here. That's what's been in here for coming up on 4 years this summer. So thanks, everybody, for supporting us. We do appreciate it. So that's the best way to do it. And tell a friend. Because the more people that if you like the show, tell your friends that have similar tastes. Hey, check this show out. You got nothing to lose because it's free. It's absolutely free, and will be in your ears, and in your head. All right, talked about this earlier. What's one thing you never tell a woman that she's being too much of? Kareem, would you care to guess?
Biatch.
That's a good guess. Diana, what would be one thing that you wouldn't want to be accused of being too much of?
There's a difference between what I want to be accused of and what I think you shouldn't accuse. So I like crazy or needy, I think might be.
You just hit it. A criminally thirsty Tulsa woman was arrested after allegedly trying to bite off her boyfriend's penis in his sleep.
Oh, shit.
According to police, 31-year-old Amber Ellis and the unnamed victim had been drinking. Mm-hmm. When they started to argue about how needy she had become.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's true. You never want to say needy.
The couple, this is according to KJRH, the couple verbally fought in the apartment until the victim told police Ellis stormed off, slamming the bedroom door. Police say the victim then fell asleep on the couch, only to wake up to find Ellis, quote, biting his penis off. The victim told police he fought Ellis off, but she hit him in the head with a laptop computer.
Dear Lord.
Wow.
It's like waking up, bitch.
Normally if you get the wake up call because your penis is in a woman's mouth, it's a nice thing.
Yes.
This time
you
not so much.
You feel the nibbling off. Yeah.
After a brief hospital stay and quote 4 to 5 stitches at the base of his penis.
Ooh, she was getting it then. She was chompers.
Both the victim and his little victim are okay. She is now facing charges of assault with a dangerous weapon and maiming for the attempted dental de-dicking. So, yeah.
Dangerous weapon. That is a dangerous weapon.
Sharp teeth, dangerous weapon. And by the way, don't ever tell a lady she's being too needy.
No. that's
you
so
know
funny.
What you are? You're needy, just yeah. like your mother.
I'm going to bite your dick off for saying
oh
that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, God. I feel so bad for guys. Like,
that's why you don't go. That's the real reason you don't go to bed angry with each other.
You wake up with your dick gone. That's what
I'm going to bite your dick off for saying that. Oh my
John God. Wayne Bobbitt, she cut his penis off. He fell asleep.
Oh, you're
every
right.
Every time that happens, the guy has fallen asleep. So do not fall asleep if you've had a fight. That's why you do not go to sleep.
That's why you leave the house.
That's right.
Yeah, if you don't want to settle that fight, you sleep somewhere else. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Now I, like, don't want to be with anyone ever because you don't know how crazy someone is. Like, you don't know crazy. Like.
And by the way, don't ever accuse them of being crazy either.
Yeah, no, those are the two, needy and crazy. I've done that before. Bad idea. Bad idea.
That's what you do in the breakup phase. You know, you need to go because you're too needy and crazy.
Yeah, oops.
All right, well.
That's how you start the breakup phase.
Stand your crazy ass anyway.
So a woman was caught masturbating during a 50 Shades of Grey screening at a theater in Sinaloa, Mexico.
Really?
Yep. That's according to the New York Daily News. From the paper, she was noticed by the other cinemagoers and reported. It was also claimed she was sitting in the 12th row of the movie house. She was arrested and ironically, because of the S&M nature of the movie, slapped in handcuffs by cops.
Jezebel, just so on point with the writing. Just so
who
great.
Is reporting that?
The New York Daily News.
No. I'm talking about the person in the theater that's telling.
Probably someone who really just wants to enjoy the storyline. They're just like, you're ruining the movie for me, ma'am.
Well, yeah, all I'm hearing is.
Ew, don't. Why are you doing that? You sound like a fucking hamster. Why are you? God.
Well, moisture parts sliding around.
Ew.
All right. So we found a savior for the news industry, and it's porn. That's right. Because the news industry can learn a lot from porn, just like the online video industry already has. See, the problem is finding people gutsy enough to bring up an innovation that they saw on a porn site in a board meeting. The question, have you masturbated today? I know Diana has not. According to the Kinsey Institute, you probably have, unless you're Diana, because over 50% of adults between 18 and 50 masturbate daily. Daily, Diana. Every day.
I was like, when is he going to drop my name again?
Whether it's in a magazine or on your computer, mobile phone, tablet, or television, porn might be becoming easier to find than clean water. Last year alone, Covenant Eyes, an internet research firm, reported that the adult film industry created 13,000 videos that brought in over $13 billion in revenue. By the way, the guy who fucked Kim Kardashian on tape gets $45,000 a month still just from sales of that tape. Just FYI.
Got that?
I'm, like, really debating if I should, like, just somehow, like, charm my way into having sex with, like, a famous person.
Now, compare that to the 504 movies and the $8 billion that Hollywood made in the same period. It's really easy to quantify what's what. But here's the underrated, unquantifiable part of porn. It's been almost completely ignored for its role in leading the way in technological advancements. Because innovations happen because porn is in an ecosystem where participants are willing, indeed forced, to experiment. That's
everything, all of the internet advances have been because of porn.
Well, that's how the VHS or beta was won.
Yeah.
Because porn said, we're going VHS.
Yep.
That and beta was gone.
The reason why you can purchase stuff with your credit card on the internet is porn.
Porn.
Thank you, porn.
It's where experimentation isn't hobbled by common sense, good taste, or bureaucracy.
High-speed internet? Buffering.
Porn. Yep. Porn. The industry made advancements where its mainstream competitors lag. In the early 90s, Richard Gordon founded Electronic Card Systems, an online credit card processor that was used by websites such as Club Love, the publisher of the Pam Anderson sex tape. It wasn't until 1994 that Amazon came online with a similar payment system, and years later that the system Gordon pioneered was widely copied online. Then there's the even more important stuff. Cat videos wouldn't exist without the porn industry, Diana. Years before video sites became popular, even possible, X-rated sites were pushing existing technologies to make it possible for pimple-faced teen on a dial-up modem to have his heart's or other organs desire of skin flicks without having to spend hours downloading them. That's right, before Netflix, Hulu, and CNN websites like Danny's Hard Drive were streaming videos to customers directly in the browser without any plugins. Without those sites, it's unlikely that CNN would be effectively delivering news clips of global breaking issues.
I never had anything against the porn industry. I think they're a great business, great, you know, they do what they do. I actually, like, I really want to actually date a porn star. That's actually what I want to do.
Well, you will get to work.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, God.
You need to do your homework. If you want to read the whole thing, it's on the Daily Beast, and it was published on February 22nd. It's a really good article talking about, because it's true, when you're dealing in a corporate environment, nobody wants to take a risk and do something different because they're like, I don't know, that could be something. So you don't get that innovation. And the first group that steps out and goes, let's do what's going on here, is going to have a huge step above its competitors.
Yeah.
On the other side, WWE launched the WWE Network a year ago, and that is a very different sort of delivery system. It's sort of like Netflix, but they have live online streaming, and then they've got the component where you can pick from their library of stuff, and it's $10 a month.
So I feel like as a business person, I should find a porn company to intern at.
That actually wouldn't be a bad idea.
I think that's a really good idea. I don't know where to go, though.
San Francisco.
Really? Not L.A.? Oh, actually, I talked to someone about this. They said they moved out of L.A. because they have this law now that you have to have condoms. You have to wear condoms.
Well, there are porn companies in San Francisco. In fact, there is a stand-up comedian who, I don't know if he still works there, but was working doing like graphic design for a porn company.
I don't know what I would do for them, but I'm just going to look up porn companies in San Francisco.
You would be blown away. but yeah, if you that would be one way.
I think that's a great like business model, because you're right. They do see. I should probably get off my. Let me do this incognito tab, because I think I'm signed onto my Google account. That'd be so. Because can't people look at that shit?
Well, if they hack into your stuff, yeah. If you're logged into Google and you go to another computer, then they might be able to see it. But I think you'd be fine. So innovation, porn is your name. All right, it's time for Florida Corner. I don't have Vanilla Ice this time, sorry, but I do have a cop that was out of control that was stripped of his badge. A canine cop in Florida.
Oh no.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the police chief of Miami Gardens who got stripped of his badge for soliciting a prostitute.
No, that's boring old stuff, Kareem. This canine cop was stripped of his badge after biting an employee in a Dunkin' Donuts parking lot. According to the South Florida Sun Sentinel, 4-year-old Renzo jumped from the window of a parked patrol car, charging at two of his human colleagues before finding the donut worker and clamping down on his calf. The Coconut Creek Police Chief Michael J. Mann told the paper, "I've made the decision to retire canine Renzo."
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Though off the force, Renzo will continue to live with his partner, Carl DeBlasi. Disturbingly, this was not the first time that Renzo, who is merely a 1-year veteran of the department, had been accused of misconduct. See, back in November, Renzo allegedly attacked a fellow officer while tracking a suspect, leaving the officer with multiple puncture wounds. So
I've never heard him laugh like that.
Well, see, so there are there really are bad cops out there, and it's good to see him weeding them out.
Oh man, oh Lord!
All right, this one I don't know this is going to be as pleasing to Kareem. Also in Florida, a Florida man is you know what vaping is, right?
Yeah, I actually have one.
Okay, well, this might be of interest to you. A Florida man has been making vape liquid out of his friend's semen, or at least he claims that's what it is.
That's gross.
He then inhales it and blows it forth a mighty jizz cloud.
Oh, ew. Oh, are they sure?
Well, this guy whose ID'd only is Brad claims he's the first man ever to vape semen. He was reportedly paid $68 for the act. Let's see what it looks like.
Absolutely.
And she was
Oh, it's a private video.
Only $64?
Well,
I don't think I would do that for $64.
$68. What about
$68? No.
The Daily Dot's Miles Klee is skeptical about the actual cum content of the concoction, but points out it may appear thin because it was diluted with a standard vape liquid to make it easier to inhale. Yeah.
Ew.
Sadly, the video is private.
Ew.
Oh, no. We have an update. Sorry. That's right. It was a ruse.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense, because that's a lot of science that I don't think people would able to have. Because if you can afford that science, there's no way that you could. That's gross.
There we go. That's what he claims it
is.
And
then he just like lets that linger on his hair.
Does it fall
over
his hair?
He just gets into the thing, like into the cloud.
That's disgusting.
It's so gross. Even the thought of that is gross.
A little bit hilarious, but
he needs Jesus.
Kareem and Lolo Jones on the same page with this one. That's Florida Corner. So, sorry, everybody, but there's a reason why it's Florida. All right. So we didn't talk about the Oscars other than Common winning one. Congratulations, Common.
Congratulations.
Lonnie. The Oscars are for the best films. The Golden Raspberry Awards are for the worst films. We've got the big winners of that. Podcast favorite Kirk Cameron was the big winner at the Razzies, bringing home Worst Picture for Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas, Worst Actor for Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas. The Worst Supporting Actor was Kelsey Grammer for his work in Expendables 3, The Legends of Oz, Think Like a Man 2, Transformers Age of Extinction. So... congratulations to you. Cameron Diaz picked up Worst Actress for The Other Woman in Sex Tape. Worst Supporting Actress went to Megan Fox for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Worst Director, Michael Bay for Transformers Age of Extinction. Worst Remake, Ripoff, or Sequel, Annie won the Razzie for that. Worst Screen Combo, Kirk Cameron and His Ego for Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas. That movie also won Worst Screenplay. This is destined to be some sort of cult thing. But to round it all out, they've come up with a new thing called the Redeemer Award, where they go back and look at people who've gotten Razzies in the past, who've turned their careers around to do good quality work. Up for the award this year were Kristen Stewart, Keanu Reeves, Mike Myers, Jennifer Aniston, and your winner, Ben Affleck, for going from Geely to Argo and Gone Girl. So...
that's okay.
So they decided to go a little bit positive.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
He deserves Razzies.
Ben Affleck?
Yes.
He kind of does. I think his face.
Yeah. I think only movie I've liked him in was The Town. That's it.
You didn't like Chasing Amy?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen that one in a while.
Chasing Amy, well, it's a good lesbian flick.
I should say, I like the movie. I can't say that he was necessarily my favorite in there. But... I liked him in The Town. I really did like him in The Town.
He was very good in The Town. I thought he was actually pretty good in the Superman movie where he played George Reeves.
Yeah.
I thought he was good in that. He's been good in a few things, and I like Good Will Hunting. So.
Yeah, I like Good. Yeah.
But yeah,
that's
one
of my favorite movies.
He made a lot of mine too. He made a lot of really terrible movies though. So. Yeah.
I can't forgive him for Daredevil.
Oh
yeah.
And that was one of my favorite comics. So
okay.
Like,
well, yeah, that's kind of hard to. That's going to hold close to your heart. I understand that completely.
I'm totally intrigued by this.
I don't even know who the fuck
enemy.
Thought that he would make a good.
He was his agent did a lot of work to get him in that role because he was trying to still recover from that one movie with J-Lo, I think, right?
Well, he did two movies with J-Lo.
Yeah, I think
Jersey.
He was like trying to recover.
He did
like,
Geely and he did Jersey Girl.
Yeah, I think he was trying to recover and be like, you can be, this will totally help you. And no, it didn't. Yeah. It was.
Well, we'll see how he does as the new Batman.
Yeah, because Daredevil wasn't a big guy, so it was kind of like, what are you doing?
The whole thing was just not kosher.
He wasn't, yeah.
Kareem, where do you stand on this whole Ant-Man thing?
Ant-Man?
Ant-Man is coming out with, starring Paul Rudd.
What?
Yeah, it's coming out this summer, I believe.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
Can you see?
My first thing was like, who the fuck's Ant-Man?
Yeah.
And then my next thought was, why would you have Paul Rudd playing a superhero?
Exactly. Like any kind of superhero.
But, I mean, Chris Pratt did fine in Guardians of the Galaxy, so. Did you not like Guardians of the Galaxy?
I didn't see that one. But what? But I still look at him. I saw the outtakes of it or whatever.
Yeah.
And I didn't see him, still didn't see him as like a real superhero.
Hmm.
I mean, and he might have been good in the movie. So.
I highly recommend Guardians of the Galaxy. It's one of the few movies I've seen. I saw twice in the theater.
Yeah.
I saw it in 3D and then I saw it in just regular 2D. And I think it's on Netflix now, or at least at Redbox. Definitely worth
watch.
But
even that, what's his name? Still, he looks more like a athlete than Paul Rudd does.
Yeah, Paul Rudd is just sort of a skinny little guy. And I don't.
Yeah.
I was kind of baffled at the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is your superhero movie?
We'll have to see this.
We'll see how it goes.
I'm kind of getting angry at this Chasing Amy plot.
Why?
So, if I'm understanding it correctly.
Yes.
Homeboy turns lesbian over to straight. And then he gets jealous because of her past sexual exploits.
Well, but her past sexual exploits were not lesbian sexual exploits.
Yeah, I get it.
You really do have to see the movie. He doesn't get hung up because, other than he has to get past the fact that she's a lesbian. There was a whole part where her friends are like really mad at her for dating a guy.
I see that. I mean, I get it.
But the thing that he got, and spoiler alert, everybody, if you haven't seen Chasing Amy, you've had 15 years. You should have gotten on that.
Don't ruin it.
The part that he gets hung up on is a story from when she was in high school. And so that would be a story from like 10 or 12 years earlier where she was doing stuff with two guys after school.
So is this like an old school version of 500 Days of Summer, in the sense where like, they're great, and then something happens, and it's supposed to, it's one of those not like that it just doesn't end happily kind of thing.
He hears about something that happened, and he can't get past it. I don't know what you're talking about, but he can't get past it, and because he can't get past it, their relationship ultimately fails.
Okay.
So, spoiler alert.
I can't believe you did that. Oh, I'm sorry. I had sex with somebody before you.
Well, it was two guys because her nickname was Finger Cuffs.
Yes,
he thought he was the only guy.
He was special.
Yeah. Well, no. He thought he was special.
Yeah.
And he needed to stop being a little bitch about it.
Yeah.
Basically, and in the end, he admits that he was wrong. And
we had to remember she learned that shit from somewhere.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
Ooh.
Yeah. Exactly. If you're with somebody who's good at sex, they picked it up somewhere,
yeah.
And it probably wasn't just from a book.
Exactly.
they spend some time.
Oh, exactly. Man.
Like spend some time with the hood up.
If you date a girl and she's good at something, when you see her ex, you shouldn't be mad. You should buy that motherfucker a drink. Like, thank you.
Oh, God. I'm still not over wanting to punch my ex's ex. So.
Like, I am enjoying the hell out of that.
Oh, man. Oh, that kind of creeps me out. This is why I don't like dating girls with our friends that are still friends with their exes. And I see them, and I'm just like, if they're cool, I'm cool. But once they do something that really irks me, I'm just like, I really just want to hit you. And I'm not a violent person. I just don't like.
We told you what to do about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Take the edge right off.
Take the edge off. That is it.
It will do that.
If you got insomnia, just rub one out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. I'm so over this conversation.
Yeah,
and
you're lucky. As guys, we've got to deal with hiding the evidence.
Exactly.
We've got a crime scene to clean up.
Ew. 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 Ew.
Exactly. Exactly.
That is hilarious.
That is. Ew.
Your reaction was priceless.
It took a while for it to register. I was like, huh, oh, ew.
Yeah.
Turn that shit into a vape. No, just kidding.
I don't think that would be. I don't think that would make it better.
No.
That's gross. Anyway.
So gross.
All right, let's we'll short you a little bit, and let's wrap it up with a little bit of some small town news.
Big world overwhelm you? Let's get small. Small town news.
Yeah, we're gonna go speak out again. A local church bulletin says the parish is now registered with Amazon Smile, and the church will get 0.5% of eligible purchases from the folks linking to them on the online sale. Press Republican headline, Radio Shack closing all North Country stores. Wake up before all the local businesses are closed. Hey, idiot. Radio Shack's closing everywhere.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with that, you dullard. Hey, by the way, the shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. Go ahead and click that and then shop your Amazon. Because if enough of you do it, we get 6%, motherfuckers. 6%.
What?
That's why when I found out when somebody bought like 100 padlocks 2 months ago, the percentage of every sale we get goes up based on volume.
Oh.
So instead of 2 or 4%, we're getting 6% on
Holla.
Things. Yeah. So buy early, buy often. And have it delivered to your house.
And there'll be, like, then pretty soon the droids are going to come, right? Isn't that like a thing?
The what's going to come?
The droids where they drop it off on your lawn and shit.
Allegedly. We'll see.
Oh. Allegedly. I'm going to say that after everything, every statement I make. Allegedly.
I saw a very nice interview with Mayor Kalnan. Kalnan, take me away. On the Mountain Lake Journal, he is very smart, articulate, and fair-minded. I'm proud to have him as mayor of Plattsburgh. Keep up the good work. Now, I don't. I'm assuming he's white, so it's okay to call him articulate.
What the fuck?
Well, if he's black, you can't do that because it's racist.
I mean, if he's white, why is he making?
He's very well spoken.
Why is he surprised another human being is articulate in the first place?
Were you showing her porn? What's
no,
going on?
No, it's
there?
Like this girl started a fucking record of 900 sleeping with like 900 something amount of
oh, the
number
gang?
Of guys.
Oh, gangbang?
But no, in 12 hours. So
yeah, that's a gangbang.
But it's not at the same time. Isn't that what a gangbang is?
No, not necessarily. Oh. It can be one after the other.
I don't watch enough porn to know.
You should watch more. I would like to thank a U.S. Postal employee that saved me from myself. I dropped off an important letter destined for Albany at the Veterans Lane box about an hour before pickup. I was rushing and forgot to place a stamp on it. As I started to drive off, I realized my mistake. I went back and put a stamp with my apologies and explained what I had done. I wasn't sure if they would see my note or even care if they did. Someone did see it and saved me from much worry and replacing an important document. Thank you, USPS worker. You made my day.
Aww.
Oh, it's so nice. Pay it forward by acknowledging and saying nice things, apparently because that's all that matters.
Sportsmanship shown at a recent swim meet by another school was disrespectful. If you don't come in first, there's no reason not to show respect to the team that did. They worked hard to get there and deserve the trophy. And finally...
Nope. No one likes losers!
And finally... Thank you to whoever hit and killed my dog while speeding on Fuller Road and refused to stop. Explaining that to my 7-year-old was fun, inconsiderate, and inhumane jerk.
Wow.
By the way, it's really shitty to hit and kill a dog and drive off.
Yeah.
But even if they stop, you would have had to explain to your 7-year-old son that little Barky was dead. That
yeah,
them stopping wasn't going to bring your dog back to life. So, yeah, there you go. So that's it for Small Town News. That's it for Speak Out for this episode of the Nate Darling
Yay,
Show.
Yay, Small Town News.
Yeah, it's one of those things. So Kareem Sunday night, Momo's at 8 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. So you got that. Diana's doing her Diana thing. Hey, if you run a porn company and you need an intern, Diana's looking.
Holla.
Yeah, I really would love to see you interning at kink.com.
Kink?
Kink.com.
Interesting. I'll put that on my list to research.
There you go. They do tours. They're out of the old San Francisco Armory. It's nothing but fetish porn.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Can you imagine me being a tour guide for that?
No. No, I cannot. I would love to see it, though.
I'm like kind of curious how I would be.
You'd be like, and over if you look over to your right, you'd be like, oh, my God. Oh.
What?
Oh, no, no. Oh, no. Oh.
I'd be the best tour guide ever.
Oh, no. Oh.
Oh, why are you doing that? People
what
like
is,
that.
What
That's
is going
gross.
On? What are you doing? Why are you doing that over there?
Hold on. Are you like testing me? Is this gonna be like a pop quiz? Why is that so dark?
Well, why is what so dark?
Kink.com, why are they using dark colors? Like, why can't they use happy colors?
Well, here's...
Looks like that, Diana.
That's right. So kink.com's mission is to create the most authentic BDSM experiences that foster community and empower people to explore their sexuality. The company was started in 1997 by bondage enthusiast Peter Ackworth. Oh. After launching his first website, hogtied.com, and running it from his graduate school dorm room for a full year, Peter moved the company to San Francisco, where it's continued to grow into the world's most recognized and respected company promoting the acceptance of human sexuality. Kink Studios are headquartered in the San Francisco Armory, a 200,000-square-foot, 1914 reproduction of a Moorish castle that served as a National Guard armory and arsenal until the 70s. The historic landmark was purchased from a private owner in 2006. Kink.com operates 18 premium subscription sites with content ranging from sex machines to rope bondage to erotic wrestling and much more. Our free documentary site, Behind Kink, offers a behind-the-scenes look at Kink.com. Kink On Demand is our on-demand site that allows customers to purchase every shoot ever published by the company on a pay-per-shoot basis. Kink Men offers the best and most authentic gay bondage. Kink Live is the ultimate destination for interactive bondage and fetish cam shows. Our sites feature... Are you ready, Diana?
I'm not okay with this.
Slave training.
I cannot. I'm not.
Sadism and masochism.
Not.
Gay wrestling.
Huh?
Rope bondage. Femdom. Gay public sex. Public sex. Bondage. Okay. Women in bondage. Bondage gangbang.
They have tours for this?
Female domination. Submissive women. Lesbian bondage. Lesdom. Fucking. Shemales. Naked wrestling. Pissing. Gay bondage. And gay sex machines. Diana will be taking you on your tour today.
I'm just like listening to that. That was like an evil laugh. There's a hint of evilness.
I would love to go on a tour of that place with you. Just to see your reaction.
I don't think they'll put me like through. Like they'll take me through the training and they'll just be like, "You can't do this." I'm like, "You're correct. Like
you're extremely, not allowed to work here."
But let me do it just for my friends so we can share this experience. Oh man, that would be. I don't know how I would like tell people what I do.
Well, you're a tour guide. I'm a tour guide in San Francisco at a historic building. See, it's right there. Then you can sign up on. Let's see how much a tour is, just out of curiosity.
And then with me, it's going to cost more because right. I'm just that entertaining.
It's general admission. It's $25 with a $224 fee. So it's $27.24. And you pick your date. You go on your tour. Let's see. And they're an hour. They're a 90-minute tour.
I kind of want to go. It's just curiosity. Like I just want to go.
This is something you should just get a bunch of friends together and go.
I don't know if I want to share that moment with some friends.
I think what you want to do is you want to get the Real Housewives of Rio Linda and all go and do a tour because you're now tight with them. You hung in Vegas. That's what I want. I want Cheryl the soccer mom.
I think that's a show within itself. Like if we taped it as a documentary kind of thing, like we could charge people to pay a DVD for that shit.
Well, you'd have to pay them a cut too.
Probably. I mean, we'll be making a shit ton of money if that's the fucking case.
But I think you and the Real Housewives of Rio Linda should make a road trip.
Oh my god!
To do the tour at the armory.
My like heart hurts from laughing. Can you? I would love to go on a tour with the Real Housewives. And
I think that would be delightful.
That would be an experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be so much fun. I wonder. I don't think I can convince them, but I'm gonna try.
Ooh, yeah, that's a great question.
Hold on. What is all this stuff? Hold on. I gotta turn that down. I guarantee I've got...
Is this a tour?
No.
Is this the fucking tour?
There we go. It's not a tour. But anyway.
A snippet from the tour. I was like, I'm not prepared.
The show took a left turn there at the end. But we're going to make you into a well-rounded masturbator if it kills us.
I think it was like a full circle type of thing. Like we started and then we ended.
It's a full circle jerk is what it was.
Oh, ew. Dirty.
Hey, it's the weekend. That's when you do that stuff.
Oh God!
Well, if you're 50% of people, you do it every day. Although when you're 18 to say 25, you bump that out, you bump the average up, and when you get closer to 50, you bump it down a little bit. Remember
That's
those days, Kareem,
much.
In your early 20s when you'd bang out 4 or 5 in a day? Those were the times. Those were the days.
That's dirty. That's dirty.
It's just natural, Diana. It's
that's
just
so.
Natural.
That's not human. Those aren't human. Okay, that's a Wilhong callback. That's a Wilhong callback.
Yeah, give me an apple.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, have a good weekend. Make sure you love yourselves as much as you love everybody else.
That's right, Diana. Getting to know you.
I'm so done.
Let's wrap it with some social D. This is I Was Wrong on the Nate Darling Show. Be safe, and we'll see you next week.